back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Infrastructure. We have to start expressing these big numbers in a per-year basis. For example, the new compromise, so-called, is for $1.2 trillion stretched over 8 years. That's that's $150 billion per year out of a $22 trillion economy. That's barely enough to replace depreciating assets. This is not a very large reinvestment in a nationwide neglected asset base. These are called public sector long-lived physical assets, and they depreciate at a rate of about 8 or 9%. So this bill is going to be broadcast probably by Ron Johnson and Republicans and so on as a very large amount of spending. It's not. It is a small amount of spending on infrastructure, which supports the entire market economy. Yeah, the streets and roads and all the other things you just listed are all in support of the market economy that works so well if you support it, and doesn't work very well if you don't. There's another aspect of this buried in here, is that only about $600 billion of this is new spending. And over 8 years, that would be $75 billion a year. So and we're talking about assets that will last 30 or 40 years. You know, a repaired freeway, a street that is brought down to the ground level and built back up, these things will last a very long time. So we're really not talking about a lot of money. And in a $22 trillion annual GDP. So I just thought I'd point that out.
Yeah, that is a terrific point. And that has not been made enough. People look on this and they hear words like trillion and so forth. Let's, Bill of Shorewood just baked that down a little bit for us. Our GDP, our gross domestic product around in the low 20 trillion, say 22 trillion. You cannot have a modern economy and never, ever repair your roads and bridges, not put in broadband. How is small businesses in northern Wisconsin going to function with online sales if they don't have, internet. And so here's the deal. What Bill is pointing out is that the 1.2 trillion, they throw out words like 500 billion. That seems like a lot, but annualized over 8 to 12 years, 1.2 trillion, it comes down to about 150 billion a year, 150 billion a year. And it's a lot of money, but only part of that is new spending. A small part of that. If you have a $22 trillion gross domestic product, how do you think that you're going to keep up transportation systems for delivering food, delivering goods, delivering oil and everything? How do you think you're going to do that? And you're not going to do it. Let me tell you, Dwight Eisenhower, and he was a Republican, but he was a good man. Victorious general in the Second World War. He was a cautious man. 1954, the French were in Vietnam before us. Dien Bien Phu, they were besieged basically the growing Communist Party over there. They said, all right, join the war with us. Dwight Eisenhower said, look, I've had my whole life full of war, including the Second World War. We're not going to lightly get into that. And he didn't go in. The French finally withdrew. I think it was great they were there. For one thing, the reason why Vietnamese food is much better than a lot of other Asian foods is a strong French influence. I like Vietnamese food. I also like Thai food, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, the whole schmear. Excellent stuff. Okay. Excellent stuff. However, getting back to infrastructure, to Bill's point, if we're not going to repair these public assets now, we're just degrading our economy. And the amount in new spending is trivial compared to our budget and compared to our gross domestic product. So the next time a Republican shoots his mouth off, either Voss here in the state and some of the other characters and clowns in the, you know, they're all basically policy mules for a Republican donor cartel, or a guy like Tiffany or this one and that one shoots his mouth off, or Johnson, they don't know what they're talking about, first of all, and you can shut them down. You can say this is over, in this case, 12 years, we're repairing infrastructure. Dwight Eisenhower, and I mentioned him, he was the one that initiated the highway system. You know, you take a lot for granted. You ever drive to New York or LA? Okay, how would you like to drive on a two-lane road with trucks passing at 40 miles an hour? How would you like to do that? Well, that's what you would have done before the 1950s. Remember Route 66? It's a TV program, very, very romantic in American lore, Route 66. Well, the truth of the matter is it's fine, but it's no way to drive. You can drive to LA now or New York. Once you get on the freeway, never get off a freeway. Do 70 miles an hour. That is because infrastructure was built in the 1950s. And it was a lot more expensive relative to those dollars than any of this is. We're just talking about repairing some stuff, building a little new stuff. And nobody back then said we shouldn't do it. They said, well, you know, we're the greatest power in the world, the biggest economy. We want to stay that way. So if you believe in America and if you believe in the ascendancy and supremacy of our values and our Constitution, which I do, we're an example to the rest of the world. That requires, above all, the first thing it requires are values, which are set out in our Constitution and our way of life, fairness and justice. And the second thing is an economy. You can have a great military. Russia has 7,200 nuclear weapons, but they have no economy, really. They're not even in the top 10. They don't repair anything because the organized crime that runs the company steals it for themselves. They have one aircraft carrier that doesn't work. One of their ships, their aircraft carrier, Mediterranean, broke down. The American Navy had to give them fresh water because their water boiler didn't work and they didn't know how to fix it. Couldn't get parts. That's probably because the head guy's brother-in-law ran the parts company and he watered down the steel. Who knows what happened? These guys are bad news. The people are not bad news, but the communist culture and now the organized crime culture are bad news. We don't want that. We want our values, but we want a strong economy. And you can't have a strong economy with a large GDP like ours, the largest in the world, larger than China's, no matter how China tries to cook the books, commit fraud. But the truth of the matter is you have to have infrastructure. You have to have highways. You got to have airports. You got to have broadband, water, transportation, bridges. You have to have all that stuff. You have to pay people to do it who are skilled. You get what you pay for. You want union workers doing that. You want the construction trades doing that, and a lot of them, and a lot more. And you want people who know what they're doing. This is all great. And you know, that money then gets spent, and the people who receive it pay income taxes. You know that? So the guys that are doing the job and the women that are doing the job, they're going to pay income taxes. And the vendors who sell the steel, then are going to pay income taxes. And that goes back to the federal government. It circulates 3 or 4 times through the economy. Absolutely necessary. And economic illiterates in the Republican Party will try to kill it, and we can't let them kill it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.